Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from a bustling Taco Bueno here in Arlington. 5748 Southwest Green Oaks. If you want to come out and see us, we'd love that. We've already started our giveaways. We got more giveaways and, of course, delicious food out here. And us right now brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What a happy day it was to see Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland not limited in practice. Do you think they heard Corey's narrative yesterday about them not liking each other? And they're like, I'll show you. But seriously, from a just logistical standpoint, we talked about how this group already felt light and they've struggled. How vital is it to get those two back out on the field?
Yeah, and not only back on the field, right, but back on the field together.
Together,
how about that?
Yeah.
And it's certainly been a while for that, both guys practicing fully. So you got to, anticipate that they'll be ready to go. Hopefully, you know, nothing happens to aggravate whatever they were recovering from.
Right.
So, that helps, right? You can't play as they were playing at times when Diggs went out with five of your top six corners and think you're not going to have problems.
Right.
You know, you can sit there and talk about communication and, you know, doing your assignments, but sometimes you just have to have good players out there. And this certainly helps. Now, how quickly can, you know, Bland get back to his, you know, 100%, right?
Yeah.
Of efficiency, not necessarily physically, but get back to playing football. And as we've seen, it's taken Diggs some time to get back in kind of the routine of, you know, how to cover and what to do, right?
Yeah.
So you hope that, you know, they can coordinate that. And now you just have, you know, one other guy that kind of fits in to be able to play the slot. And to me, Reddy Stewart has been – he hasn't been the problem. So, you know, may they go with those top three and coordinate that secondary that I guess, you know, nobody thinks, you know, they have any idea of what they were doing. As a matter of fact, I was watching some telestrator thing with former Packer cornerback Leroy Butler, and he was talking about how Jordan Love sometimes has to show some more patience and not get in a hurry, but he said, but, you know, Dallas is so bad on defense, the rotation is terrible.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's no secret, right? We've seen it. You're going to have to rub it in.
Yeah. No, I was talking with Corey about that at the beginning of the show, is what you saw is Cleveland did an excellent job at getting to Jordan Love last weekend, and he did not handle that pressure well whatsoever, but would normally feel like a path to victory, you know, Mickey. I'm worried that path, even with Jordan Love struggling on that front, doesn't exist for the Cowboys because they can't get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I think he got sacked like five times.
He did, and he faced the highest pressure percentage of his career, and in those 13 times he got pressured, five sacks, and then he was only 3 for 8 for like 27 yards otherwise. So I could see how that's a way to victory for other teams.
Yeah, and yeah. Too, that
if
there was,
you can get pressure, right? Can you manufacture it? Now,
that's what they were doing. But Cleveland was getting pressure with four,
right?
And then they'd send a blitz, and that just made it more painful for them.
And then I guess what they were trying to diagram was he threw an interception that turned their Cleveland's comeback around, right?
Yes, it did.
And they were pointing out how this was really easy to read, and he didn't do it, and so he got in a hurry. So I don't know. Well, maybe Clowney can make a difference. Maybe using some of these young guys a little bit more than they had been, you know, because I think, with the limited time Donovan Ezeruku has played, I think he's played well. Well, maybe you give him some more snaps, turn him loose, get him going. Somebody's got to figure out how to get around the edge and not try to muscle their way to the quarterback. Like, use a move, you know, use some your hand fighting and not get into the guy's body and just start pushing and pushing and pushing. So we'll see if that pass rush can come around.
I think that Kenny Clark has had some amazing things to say.
I love Kenny Clark.
Yes, absolutely. And he was talking about the Micah trade, and he goes, that's probably the most shocked I've ever been in my life. I guess I shouldn't say the Micah trade. I should say
his trade.
Yeah, his trade that he was in. And so he goes, of course I heard the rumors that the Packers were going to make the trade, but he talked about being shocked. But he also talked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About he's not concerned about and understands that maybe he's like the B side of this trade, for lack of a better term. And I think that's just a really smart attitude to have going into all of this.
Well, and he was talking about, you know, he's got a rematch with his former guys, right?
Yeah.
And he basically said, our job is to go 1-0 on Sunday. This is not about me. And it was so refreshing to hear somebody actually say that. And you know what? Jordan Love said the same thing when they asked him about, you know, has this been a distraction or whatever. He goes, I don't know about a distraction, but for our team, our job is to go 1-0 on Sunday. And I think that's kind of got to be the mantra. You know, we can do all this other stuff on TV, right, and the lead up, and I'm sure that's going to take up a half hour pregame show or whatever, and it's going to be talked about that Mike is coming back and, you know, what's the reaction going to be and all this. You know, so what? The deal is make sure he doesn't ruin the game.
Hey, Mickey, don't say so what. We have a three-hour pregame show right here on The Fan. All right, we got a lot of time that we are going to need to fill.
Actually, okay? I don't want people to report on the games as much as I want them to report on our pregame show.
Yes, that's what we need.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to these guys.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, good.
You don't need to get all fired up about that stuff. I mean, you know, there's been other guys that have come back here that have been either released, traded, you know,
sure.
fired or whatever, and they've come back and played the Cowboys. This is nothing new. But in this day and age, when no one has any idea about history, it's like, oh, my God, has this ever happened before? Well, yeah, it has, lots of times.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so for the defense, and I go back to Jason Garrett a really long time ago, and I think this is absolutely true. He said, you know, he doesn't think there's a better indicator in all of football than the turnover margin to determine who won the game. that matters in terms of winning, but also for this defense, does it not feel like maybe that turnover could spark something? Because you talked about playing young players. There are any number of ways you could spark this defense. How big could a turnover be, especially early, to maybe kind of tip the balance?
Yeah, and how do turnovers happen?
Pressure.
Usually pressure in the pocket, right? The pressure on the ball. You know, they've done a decent job of playing the run. Now we'll see if that can continue. But again, if you can get pressure on the quarterback, chances are he might throw one to you, or chances are you might hit the ball out of his hand, or you might tip it up in the air, or he just makes a bad mistake trying, you know, reading the wrong coverage. And that's got to be the key for those turnovers. And, you know, they had a bunch last year, right? Well, they also finished third in the league in sacks. And so I think those two things go hand in hand.
Look, I told you earlier this week, if I was an opposing team, I would never run the ball. But if against our team, if Green Bay does decide to really have a continued rushing attack with Josh Jacobs, my bold prediction that could blow up in my face is I think the Cowboys will do a very good job once again slowing down the run.
I think they will. But again, you know, the benefit of slowing down the run is that you can get after the quarterback.
Right.
And it hasn't happened. And it hasn't happened with the rotation in the secondary, but maybe when you get two starters back there playing together, that helps out, and the safeties trust the cornerbacks, and everybody's on the same page reading. And I think that's what's got to help. And so maybe, you know, and you would think, right, if you're covering well, then you can the quarterback shouldn't have as much time in the pocket.
Yes.
You should be getting there.
Yes.
Right? And so if those two things happen, maybe you can hold the Packers to less than 30 points.
All right. With all that in mind then, sir, it is time for your unique to KNC prediction. How are you feeling? What are you predicting for this game?
Well, I feel better about the defense, but I'm worried about the offense. And we shouldn't be worried about them, right?
Yeah.
But that's kind of been their strong point. So I'm thinking the Packers come in and win 27-23.
Okay. All right. I like it. At least it would be competitive. I like that, Mickey. Thank you very much.
And tell me what you guys did.
Yeah, I'm probably 30-17 Packers at this point. I really hope I'm wrong, but you know.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going 35-14 Packers at the moment.
A blowout.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, just because I think they're gonna throw the ball deep and try and set up some more stuff underneath, and that's where they're gonna eat up. Unless the Cowboys get it all fixed, and then we're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that losing's never a benefit, but being competitive is.
Yeah, hopefully they can do that.
And so I think they can do that in this game, because in the NFL, sometimes when you least expect it.
I mean, just look at the Packers last week.
Right?
I don't think anybody predicted that outcome. So,
I'm
with you. Well, I hope you get to come on Monday and we get to dunk on Corey the entire segment.
Or dunk on me.
Hey, I'm fine with that as well. All right, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch with you on Monday.
See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. You know, we talked about it was a happening out here at the Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Southwest Green Oaks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.